Sunday, December 3rd, WUND Punk Rock Radio, Volume 2, Punkcast 2. Welcome back to another Punkcast by WUND Punk Rock Radio. We've got a lot on tap for you today. We've got a few new bands to introduce to you. We've got some punk news from punknews.org. We've also got a little continuation of our discussion about what is punk rock and what does punk rock mean to you. I want to thank all of you who have subscribed to this Punkcast. We are now up to a record-breaking 12 subscribers. I know it doesn't seem like a lot, but that's 12 people listening that weren't listening before. And what I'd like you to do is keep passing this on. If you enjoy it, pass it on. But first I'm going to play a few songs for you. This first one is entitled This Is All We Have by a band, A New Day, WUND Punk Rock Radio. That was just what I needed to get me awake. It's been kind of a long morning, if you know what I mean. It's early Sunday morning, and Saturday night was, let's put it this way, I had fun, and my head's a little sore this morning. So, that was exactly what I needed to get me going. That last band was Don't Die, and the song was Gravel in Your Gut, and they're from Kansas City, Missouri. If you notice from the intro, I have renamed this podcast. I'll be no longer calling it a podcast, but calling it a punkcast. I think it's very fitting. There are some out there who want to call this a webcast instead of a podcast. I don't really care for the term webcast, so we're going to stand up against the norms of society, raise our fists in the air, and call this a punkcast. Let's go ahead and get another song on for you. This is a band that claims to be a mixture between Alkaline Trio, The Unseen, and Rise Against. They are from Manassas, Virginia. The band is The Conflicted, and the song is Hostage Crisis. WND Punk Rock Radio. That was 50-50 with the song Falling Down, and they are from Seattle, Washington. That's a little bit different than the Falling Down I know, and for those of you out there who know what I'm talking about, I think you'll agree. I want to talk a little bit about what I found on punknews.org. To tell you the truth, it was a pretty dull week, but I did find some interesting things. The band Waterdown is recording a new demo as a follow-up to a 2006 release, All Riot. This new release is expected in mid-2007. This is a band that I sort of enjoy. I don't really know a lot about Waterdown. I do know that they really rock, and I really enjoy listening anytime I hear them on the radio or anytime I hear them anywhere, to tell you the truth. I think they really rock. Lookout Records is also set to release a Vinyl Vault series. This Vinyl Vault series will include rare and out-of-print records. I believe they're also going to be digitally enhanced before they're put on vinyl. It didn't say when they were going to release this, but it did say that Volume 1 will be containing bands such as the Skin Flutes, Fun Bag, the Lookouts, and Watt Tyler. If you're not completely familiar with Lookout Records, they've produced bands such as The Queers, Screeching Weasel, The Mr. T Experience, Operation Ivy, The Dolly Rots, Alkaline Trio, and Cleveland Bound Death Sentence, among many other great bands. Coming up next is a short little discussion about what is punk and what does punk mean to me. I'm really hoping that some of you listeners out there will get back to me and tell me what you think about punk rock and what it means to you. But first, let's go ahead and get you back into music. This is a band, Roberta Sparrow, and the song is Shards of the Heart. They're from Champaign, Illinois. WUND, Punk Rock Radio.
Just as we try to breathe, we are suffocated by love. It breaks my heart to look in your eyes. No one I see a girl like mine. Sit there and try and think of a time you had it all. Take a fence and smack the glass. Make us fall all over the ground. With the scars out of your hands. Lift them up in the fountain of lies. Never mind the awful cries. Merely come.
The pain, well, it's something that I have not figured out yet. What's left behind and what did I forget? It will come to me in clarity and nirvana or heaven at the angel's seat. What's inside of me? What's inside of me? Thank you. die without saying goodbye? Why do we live without talking while we're still alive? Yeah, what did I do that was so awful to you? Sometimes I feel like I'm a subtraction to you. Now if I could read your mind and you could read mine, and then there'd be no need for talking and we would be fine. But I don't know how this road goes. Don't you wanna be there when I say I'm out the door? I ain't got no job, I didn't pay no rent this month. I got me a liver, it's as big as a truck. But hey man, I got good luck, yeah.
That was End of the River by Cruel Road. As I promised before these two songs, we were going to talk a little bit about what punk rock means to me. And now I'm not talking about what it means to you or any of you listeners out there. I'm talking about what it means to me personally. But first I want to kind of recap about what I talked about last week. And last week I gave you sort of a general definition of what punk rock was and what punk rock means to a whole lot of people, and maybe a little bit about why and how it formed. Again, I'm pulling this from Wikipedia, and basically says punk rock is anti-establishment rock music. And I completely agree with that. You know, to me, punk rock is about standing up for what you believe in. Whether it's right or wrong, that's not really in question. You know, it's not about studded belts and mohawks and piercings and all that other crap you see. To me, it's about the music and about what the music is saying. The music is there to provide you with the means to stick it to the man. And that's, to me, that's pretty much what punk rock means. Standing up for what you believe in. On the other hand, punk rock also has another meaning to me. As a drummer, punk rock is a complete release of energy. When you're up there on stage, or when you're practicing, or when you're recording, as a drummer, especially a drummer like myself who loves to play so fast that the bass player is bitching at you because he can't keep up, It's a complete release of energy, and when you're done, you're completely worn out. Can't feel your forearms, because they're so tired from swinging that drumstick a trillion times. So to me, punk rock's about standing up for what's right, standing up for what you believe in, sticking it to the man, and releasing all that pent-up aggression and anger in a positive way. So if you agree with what I've said, or if you have any other ideas, which I'm sure you do, about what punk rock is, or just your own ideas about what punk rock means to you, feel free to shoot me a message at wundpunkrock@yahoo.com. Since I've only got time for two more songs for you, I want to go ahead and thank you all for listening. Don't forget, if you are listening out there, to pass this punkcast on to anyone you think who might enjoy it. Or, for that matter, anyone you think may not enjoy it. To me, it doesn't really matter. I do this because I enjoy to do it. And if you listen, that's a bonus. It doesn't matter if you listen. I do want to thank those of you who do listen. If you've heard this and don't know where it came from, you can find it at archive.org. You can also find it on iTunes by going to the iTunes Music Store and searching WUND Punk Rock. You can do the same at archive.org. Go to that search window and type in WUND Punk Rock. But for now, let's go ahead and get you back into two more songs. The first one is by a band called Sick Waiting. The song is After the Disaster, and they're from Southern California. And that last song I'm going to play for you is by a band called Store-Bought Rebels, and the song is Not Alone. They're from Chicago, Illinois. So, once again, thanks a lot for listening, and remember, this is WUND. We play what we want to hear, but if you've got a request, if you're a band, and you want to be featured on the next punkcast, go ahead and send me a message and a link to some downloadable music, and I will get you on. I surely hope you've enjoyed yourself listening to WUND Punk Rock Radio. If you did like what you hear, pass it on. I don't care how you listen. Download it, stream it, whatever you want to do. Just make sure you're listening, and make sure everyone around you knows you're listening. This has been WUND Punk Rock Radio. Later.
I couldn't find the truth in the days. is young, she's got nothing to hide. How dare you ask questions? We've got God on our side. Suddenly I'm not alone, though, though. You're not alone. Living that out.